SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Rescue teams in Papua New Guinea say there is no chance of finding any survivors following the deadly landslide last Friday. The government's been criticised for its response to the disaster. The death toll is still unclear, with estimates varying between 670 and 2,000 people. Rescuers are working on unstable ground, and with water flowing through rubble amid the risk of further landslides and disease from bodies under the soil. SBS reporter Tysa Coutsey spoke to Robert Alembo, who's been searching for 20 family members in the rubble. He says the landslide has taken away their future. And a warning, some listeners may find this content distressing.
The landslide is like, it's not really kind of a, it's not really like it's soil movement or like ground movement. It is a huge mountain that with hard rock that, you know, of a sudden it just fell down in the middle of the night. It had a huge crack, and then like the heavy of the hard rock. And then at that, we have a population of like 4,000 eligible voters that live in that particular rest house or that particular community. And the eligible voters are like 4,000. And one sub plan, which has more than 100 population, they are housed. Their family, everything they have is completely under the hard rock.
And so, Robert, can you tell me, it's Yambali is the town you're, the village you're talking about, right?
Yes, it's Yambali. Yambali, it's actually the name of the village is Tuliparo. Yambali is just a general name, like it's, you know, like a big village, but the actual disaster took place is Tuliparo.
Tell me, in terms of this destruction, we've seen a lot of numbers being estimated. We saw the UN estimating 670, and now the disaster agency said up to 2,000 people could be buried. Is there a better idea that you have of the number of people buried?
Well, we are looking at including that, like what I said, eligible voters for that particular, rest house or electorate. Eligible voters, we have like 4,000, more than 4,000, including the children, the number would go up. So the community that live close to that mountain where the disaster took place, we have like above at least 100, and then other visitors that came to visit and who have been accommodated and covered, you know, unfortunately they were covered. We are looking at more than 30 or 40 people. So roughly around 200, but I wouldn't say more than 500.
Okay. Robert, feel free, you don't have to answer this question, but can I ask, how you have been impacted, whether you have family members or friends that are buried beneath the rubble?
Yes, family members. Family members all buried under the rubble, and we lost all our land. Like, the land is our life. Garden, food garden, everything, house, everything. You know, all the plants that we use, you know, plants are like, you know, commercial plants. We lost everything, and then our future is no longer there with the ground that we have. So our future is gone, and it's got a very big impact that will live with us for the rest of our life, because we cannot go to other people's land and live there, because everything is moved downwards towards a big river that's called Lagai River. And it's it's like it's gradually, it's everything is moving downwards. So the land, the better land, the federal land people survive on, it's completely wiped out.
Robert, I'm so sorry to hear this. We heard about a couple that had been rescued on Monday, I think it was, dug out of the rubble alive. Do you still have hope for people underneath the rubble to have survived?
Not even a single one has survived. So far, using bush materials and using like shovels and irons and all that, we were trying to dig them out with our bare hands. We have retrieved so far 7 bodies as of yesterday. Around 6 to 7 bodies as of yesterday. And we also retrieved one complete human body leg. A complete leg was retrieved. The whole part of the body, we could not. We don't know where it is. So none of them survived. All of them are buried. The old one sub clan is buried under the rubble.
And so, have you been part of that group? We've seen the footage of people digging with their shovels, with their hands. Have you been part of that group?
I am. I've been there since day one. Yes.
And we've also seen one excavator there. Do people want to use heavy machinery?
We really wanted to use the heavy machinery, but because the state declared, because the national government, our national government declared the place as a state of emergency because of the disaster. So everything is under the control of the Defense Force, and under the advice and instruction, we have to follow that, like they are arranging all these geotech from New Zealand to come in and then do all these geotech studies and all sort of these things. So what it is under the control and management of the Defense Force, we cannot do anything at this moment.
Yeah, I guess they are saying that the land is still unstable and there is a risk for another landslide. Are you personally also worried about that?
Exactly, as we are talking, the movement of the ground is still there, and they could, it will depend on the study that generates from the geotech people. But like what I'm saying, it's the ground is still moving, and it's not really safe for us to live around there now.
We've also heard from people that they criticise the government; they haven't acted quickly enough after the landslide. Do you think the government could have done more in those early hours of the disaster?
Well, it is very true, but to be honest, I have to say that the disaster happened in a timing that was not appropriate, because we had this, the national government, the board of no confidence at the same time, and then we have this mine closure program, community development agreement forum that was happening at the same time. So everything was happening at the time when this incident happened. And we cannot blame the national government, but at least we need people on the ground like NGOs and all that to at least give some form of support,
Yeah. And so what else do you think can be done now to help with the recovery?
At this moment, like people, they don't have houses, they don't have food, they don't have water. Everything is under the ground. And like, as soon as we get this, we talk about the bodies and all that. It is, it does have an effect on the health of the people as well. So it is very dangerous as well. So the government needs to at least, bring all the health facilities. I set up the health facilities the sooner the quicker. People are hungry. They don't have food gardens and all that. So the supplies of food and water and even kids, they have lost their elementary schools. All the kids are also buried. Most of the kids are buried. So we need all these basic government services, the sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert, I can't even imagine what the scene is like, but thank you so much for sharing your story with us and helping us understand this story. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and also one thing is the old tribe, the 4,000 people, they have lost their land. And they, like in our custom, that is our traditional land. We fight for it, we survive for it, and that is our life. and our life has been taken. And the 4,000 people, we don't have any future. And that is the thing that it's really worrying us. Even it's worrying me too, because I have lost, you know, how many square meters of land? I don't know. It's all gone. And the government priorities like retrieve the body and all that. And then where are we going to settle? How are we going to, you know, how are we going to survive in the future? Something that we really need to look and work on it.
Yeah, I can't. So yeah. What is the what are you planning to do? What do you have a plan for where you go next?
Well, we don't have any other plan. Only what we're going to do is we're going to cry for the government to help us. That's all. Help us relook at us, look for suitable land.
Goodness, Robert. Thank you so much. It must be an incredibly difficult situation for you. So we really appreciate you making the time for us. Well, to speak with us. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.